You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
Hello, welcome to The Country Hour across South Australia and into Broken Hill. I'm Cassie Huff, and we still have a few more days to go until Christmas. Grain Producers Australia is looking at sustainability. When you think of the term sustainable farming, many things might come to mind, but really, what does sustainability mean? Well, yesterday, Grain Producers Australia unveiled its new sustainability task force, which is aimed to drive sustainability and profitability for grain growers. You might be aware Grain Producers SA has also been looking into this as well. It's very much become quite a key focus for the industry. South Australian farmer Mark Schilling is the chair of the new task force and says the word sustainable is overused, but it's been a part of farmers' DNA for a long time.
Well, sustainability, let's look at sustainability for one thing, is that none of us really knew what it was about. Intuitively, we as farmers know it, but we've never really put a word around it. And sustainability is actually, key to our farming operations. Genetically, everyone's got a bit of sustainability in them. And my grandfather, my father, they're all sustainable farmers. We've done that for years, and that's why we've been successful in agriculture in Australia, because we have sustainability in our DNA. So it was an opportunity where the state organisations, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, WA, everyone's asking the question, and of what is it? The government's even asking the question of what does it look like? So we felt that it was imperative that we put a task force together and understand it and, bring in the experts and let's try to help growers understand where it sits. I personally have a view on it, and that is, sustainability is lots of things. It's traceability, it's environmental issues that, what can we do? And then we need to actually put some numbers or credentials around it or a certificate, because, we're going to have countries wanting to know, are you sustainable in that lentil crop that you grew for me? And I need to be able to put some bookends on it.
So, as you mentioned, sustainability is broad and can mean a lot of different things. What are some of the main immediate goals the task force will tackle?
Well, that's up to the states. I'm the chairperson sitting there, so I've got to listen to lots of different views, and then let's try to get some consensus. That's how I want to run it. I actually haven't got a plan. That's going to be formulated by all the states, and they are going to all work together and come up with a plan. So it's a bit early to actually tell that until we meet, and we haven't met on this yet, but yeah, that's something that we'll certainly do.
And who's making up the task force? What's the representation look like?
So that'll be, Queensland Ag Force, New South Wales Grains, Victorian Grains, Grain Producers SA, and the couple of organisations in Western Australia. And look, I've been in the job just on 12 months, and getting my head around all these organisations has been a challenge in itself. But yeah, it's involving everyone in that. And, I'll certainly be reaching out to Grain Growers Limited for them to actually get in on the action as well. I know that they have a group going on that same thing, but, we've got to work with this collectively, not individually.
And how will some of that work look? How will it function and operate from a practical level?
That is something that we will all discuss. Because, when work like this happens, you have to have funds to be able to go and do that. So I'll certainly be calling out to our industry organisations, whether that's GRDC or Grains Australia. We'll be looking to engage everyone in this task force to actually come to a good understanding of what this means and how we can move forward, because it's a complex, it's a big beast. You can make it as big as you want or you can make it as small as you want. I think we've got to find that balance of where we fit in sustainability and, have the conversation. The conversation's been thrown at us. We need to sit down and have a, good, solid conversation, argument, whatever you want to call it, on what it looks like, and then hopefully we bang something out at the end of it that growers understand and can work towards. Because at the minute, the goalposts are endless. We need to have clear direction for all growers and businesses.
And speaking of that engagement and conversation, are growers invited to CALM? Are you looking at inviting others across the industry to collaborate with the task force? How can those interested have their say?
Oh, absolutely. Like, this is grower-driven. Like, the more growers have an involvement and a say in it, the better off we are. Like, you know, transparency is one of the things that I pride myself on. We need to be as transparent as possible, and we need growers, not in invitation. They shouldn't need an invitation. Pick up the phone, send an email, send a text, do a Twitter, do a, you know, Instagram. Just send in what you want. Because that's how this is going to work, is by participation. If we don't get growers participation, the last thing I want, and, you know, fairness to bureaucrats, I don't want the government to come up with a plan. I want the industry to formulate it. I would like to see the industry formulate it. And that's the whole reason for it, is that, you know, I think government do struggle at times because, is it an engagement issue? Is it... I just think that we, as an industry, we've got a perfect opportunity to form something, formulate something in sustainability, and drive it. I put the question back to growers, you know, is this what you want? Is this the direction? I believe it is, because we've got to participate in world markets. And, you know, what I see in some of the leading countries, you know, you look at Europe, the ISCC, you know, there's always been a debate there, is it fit for purpose for Australian farmers? Jury's out there. I don't grow canola, so I'm not being pushed into that just yet. But the time is coming that it doesn't matter, malt, barley, lentils, chickpeas, whatever, we're going to have those same sort of implications put on us as growers. So we might as well be on the front foot of this and not on the back foot.
Mark Schilling, the chair of the new task force, speaking with Dimitri at Panagiotaris there. It is something that industry bodies are really keen for farmers to be involved in, whether you do it through GPA, Grain Producers Australia, or through Grain Producers SA. There's a focus in many of the grain bodies in particular at the moment around sustainability. So do get involved and, I guess, help shape it rather than be told how it's going to be shaped, as Mark Schilling was outlining there. You're listening to the Country Hour.